Sports. I'm Josh Rountree. We start in baseball, where rain postponed one of the day's biggest games between the Yankees and Twins. But in Kansas City, the Guardians got a second straight victory. More from correspondent Greg Eklin.
Shane Bieber pitched 8 strong innings and gave up only 4 hits in the Cleveland Guardians' 4-1 win over the Kansas City Royals.
Innings is the ultimate indicator of success. The longer you pitch, the probably the better you're doing. So I'd say going deep into the ballgame is the most important for me and probably the rest of the staff as well.
The only run off Bieber was a solo home run by Salvador Perez on a pitch that was outside the strike zone, and the right-handed Perez went to the opposite field. A 2-run single by Jose Ramirez in the third gave the Guardians the lead for good. He has driven in 108 runs this year.
A big series in the AL East. Baltimore got past Toronto 9-6 as the Orioles pulled to 3.5 games behind the Blue Jays for the AL's final wild card spot. The Cardinals topped the Nationals 4-1. Jose Quintana allowed a run over 5 innings as St. Louis leads the NL Central now by 8.5 games.
We need this this win, really important to tie this series and keep going. The race.
At the U.S. Open, Caroline Garcia defeated 18-year-old American Coco Gauff 6-3, 6-4 to reach her first Grand Slam semifinal at age 28. The 17th-seeded Garcia had lost both of her 2 previous matches against the 12th-seed Gauff, but stretched her winning streak to 13 matches. In the NFL, Mike Tomlin announced that Mitch Trubisky will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers in their season opener in Cincinnati, with rookie Kenny Pickett the top backup. And in college football, the new AP poll is out with Georgia bypassing Ohio State for the number 2 spot. Alabama remained the top team. Josh Rountree, AP Sports.